Yeah, that's a great question. You know, just making sure that you're efficient with your preparation, keeping the guys excited, keeping them engaged. I think when you get to postseason, especially something like the NIT, for, you know, there's a lot of disappointed teams in the NIT. That's just the way it is. You know, teams that won the regular season didn't make it, like us. Teams that, you know, had a great body of work and, you know, for whatever metric they were looking at that day, like Clemson, they didn't get in. And so you take a look at our matchup, you got two really good teams. I think it comes down to who wants to be there. Okay, who's most excited to be able to extend their season and get one more day with their team, one more practice, one more team meal, one more walkthrough and film session? And because those things are just, you know, you blink and they're gone. And I think, you know, for our team, a collection of players from all over the place, man, they really love each other, and they're really proud of the culture that we have here and that they've been able to instill and keep going. And so they want to see that keep going, you know. And when you do that, and you're having fun and you're playing inspired for the right reasons and you really want to be there, then you end up overachieving. And that's what we're going to try to accomplish in this postseason play. And I've been talking to the guys about that for a while. And I think the other benefit for us is, you know, going into the OVC tournament, we did not tell our guys, hey, we've already qualified for the NIT. I assume a few of them may have known that, but I don't think any of them really did. So when we lost to SEMO in the semifinals, Harry, they thought our season was over.
Wow.
So they know what that feeling is, right? And so this is almost like an opportunity of like, wow, we didn't expect this. We're excited. Let's keep it going. We know what that feeling is to have our season end. Let's make sure that doesn't happen again. And, you know, it's almost like in the movies, right? The guy, you know, sees a train coming down the tracks and his life flashes before his eyes. Well, that's the Eagles right now. You know, we get another chance to keep going. And so we're going to make sure we maximize that and just continue to enjoy this team.